Welcome back, everybody, to the Spectrum Diet Podcast. I'm your host, Fred Marvel. And on this week's episode, from Simple Spectrum Supplements, I am joined by Dr. Shea and Heather Grimaldi. And we have a great conversation about vitamins and nutrients and digestion and everything like that that goes on with our kids. And this episode couldn't have come at a better time for me personally, because we've been dealing with some digestion issues with Alex. And, you know, we talk a lot about picky eating and limited diets and how that could affect our kids' digestive systems and everything like that that goes on in their stomachs. So this episode is full of a lot of great information, and I really hope you guys enjoy it. All right, I am back, and this episode couldn't come at a better time because I am really excited to be joined by Heather and Dr. Shea, both from Simple Spectrum Supplements. Ladies, how are you?
Good. Thanks so much for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Like I said in the beginning, this couldn't come at a better time because a little bit of background going on at home. Alex has been having some pretty major GI issues of his own. He's been feeling nauseous off and on for months. Getting you both on here today was it's going to be helpful for me and Alex, but I think it's also going to be helpful for my listeners as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, before we get going with some of the specifics, you guys want to go into some of the background of Simple Spectrum, like how it got started, how long you guys have been around, that sort of thing?
Definitely. So I'm actually a BCBA by nature.
Okay.
Owned an ABA company, and I owned one of the largest in California, and I ended up selling it. And honestly, I'll tell people I kind of got dragged into the nutrition world kicking and screaming because of diagnosis with my own daughters. And I'm all ABA and behaviors, but right. I'm also all now kind of got into the nutrition world and what was working for my kiddos and seeing things that they were sensitive to, like gluten and casein and binding agents and artificial colors, sugars, different things like that. And honestly, we created a supplement that we wanted to see because we weren't seeing a lot of stuff on the market that was free of all those things.
Right.
And, you know, you talk about picky eating habits. My daughter was diagnosed with cyclic vomiting syndrome when she was 2. And so picky, sensory processing disorder, couldn't get her to eat much of anything. And I had a list of different supplements that doctors thought I was seeing every functional medicine doctor out there, and this list of these supplements. And I'm like, I can't even get her to eat like chocolate, let alone like, you know, candy. Whatever. Yeah. I can't get her to eat anything.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get her to take these supplements. And so we created a supplement that was unflavored dissolvable powder that was easy to hide in, you know, your child's food, drink, like picky right. eating, stuff like that. So I just hide it in my daughter's apple juice was one thing that at that time she was drinking, actually that. And then she was so young. So almost like a formula that she was doing, a toddler formula.
Okay.
Those are things that like she was eating. So I was hiding that kind of stuff in there. But just an all-in-one supplement that was just full of good stuff. And I had no idea all the like binding agents, things that like third-party testing and things that I guess I thought were the norm for supplements, and didn't know how the supplement world was such like it was the Wild West and you could kind of anything goes. And so we created this supplement because we wanted to see, you know, better supplements out there, the best and most bioavailable ingredients.
Right. That's amazing because Alex is extremely picky as well. Getting him to try new foods and try new things is definitely a struggle. How can things like autism, sensory processing disorder, what effect could that have on our kids' eating habits? Like, you know, I mean, I think I have an idea, but is it like a taste thing, a texture thing? You know, what do you think?
Well, definitely. So sensory processing disorder, stuff like that can definitely affect, you know, foods and food sensitivities, or there might be both my girls are certain like foods, textures they don't like, even colors. Like you see, you've heard of a lot of kids, especially on the spectrum, they'll like the beige diet and like chicken nuggets and safe foods and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So definitely come into play. And yeah, it definitely, I'll let you add some more too.
So yeah. So do we want to get into a little bit on food aversions with that? So
absolutely.
The problem with having certain food aversions, one, it's obviously their body telling us that something is going on, but two, what ends up happening is that certain nutrients can end up being lacking. So if you've ever heard the saying, eat the rainbow, the reason for that is the bigger the variety of whole foods that we eat, the bigger the nutrient profile that we're taking in. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're having aversions to certain types of foods, or like Heather was saying, sticking to the beige diet, there's a lot of key nutrients that we can be missing out on. So nutrient deficiencies specifically, so what this can cause, so nutrients are associated with feeding biochemical functions in the body. So basically that's suboptimal physiology. This can lead to things like poor sleep, poor focus, poor energy, you know, just poor overall function, depending upon where you are in the spectrum of deficiencies. See, these are things that we're eating every single day.
Right.
So an extreme example, because it's easy to understand, is let's say vitamin D. If you're vitamin D deficient to an extreme, it causes something called rickets. And rickets is improper bone formation. So it leads all the way to those types of functions. But as we know as well, like lesser amounts of vitamin D also leads to poor immune function. Another example, vitamin C, the extreme would be scurvy, which would be when you would see bleeding gums, bruising, fatigue. But also lower levels of vitamin C also causes impairments of immune function as well. So right. There's a spectrum of how much you're missing, how much you're needing. And all of the nutrients that we take in, they help certain processes.
Okay.
But they also function to help other nutrients. So they all work together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how about going the other way? Because at least Alex does. I know a lot of other kids are like him. They like things like goldfish, Cheez-Its, different crackers that I don't know who made the picture, but I see it all the time on Instagram and social media of, you know, kids like these types of things because it's always the same shape. It always tastes the same. It's always the same size. It's very predictable, but some of that stuff is okay, but how can, you know, when our kids are so picky that they only eat, you know, how can some of that stuff that they're taking in also impact how they're feeling and what's going on inside?
Oh, for sure. That plays a huge part. Well, the one thing that I used to do a lot of is food programs with introducing new foods to picky eaters and having different color foods or different ones where they have to touch and lick it, have it next to their, like, on the same plate as other preferred foods. Mm. But doing a food program is a great way to introduce new foods.
Now, is when you talk about a food program, just for people that don't know, or maybe they're not familiar, or they're just getting started, is that something they can work on? Like you said, you're a BCBA.
Yes.
If they have a BCBA, an RBT or whatever, they're going to a therapy center. Is that something that falls within that range of services?
Absolutely. We were doing ABA, doing it as through there. You can have your ABA therapist, your BCBA, also occupational therapist. They should be able to do it as well and helping introduce new foods. But that was something that was super helpful to us as well.
Yeah. Do you have like a go-to, like, we're just getting started, I've got a kid that's super picky. Is there like something like, we're going to try this first to introduce like a new healthier option or healthier food?
That's something that usually, you know, they kind of have a program written for them. So right. If they are doing any type of ABA or occupational therapy, I would definitely speak with your therapist about getting that added in.
Yeah.
And there's even a few of them, the autism dietitian, and there's a few of them that you can find on Instagram. Jennifer, the autism nutritionist as well, or dietitian, on Instagram, that just shows you like a lot of like tips from like a nutritionist too, that
institute
does food programs too. If you know, I don't know if they maybe don't have an official diagnosis or aren't getting ABA or occupational therapy, but want to introduce some stuff themselves.
Yeah, I love Instagram. It's been such a huge like wealth of information, getting to connect with, like I follow the autism dietitian myself, getting to connect with you guys. I mean, you know, it's
Elijah's Mama Bear, Tara.
Yes.
Amazing. She's amazing.
I'd like to chime in a little bit more.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a couple more things that are associated with deficiency, because we're really kind of hitting home on the picky eating aspect of it.
Yeah.
So autism in general is associated with certain nutrient deficiencies. It's not necessarily a one size fits all, but when they study it as a whole, there's certain nutrient deficiencies that always pop up, right? So one of the most common treatments for children with autism is vitamin B12, because that's a major nutrient that they're seeing lacking.
Okay.
So that's a major treatment. But there's also other factors that are associated with deficiency. There's something called hypochlorhydria. So that is associated with gut dysfunction. That's low production of hydrochloric acid.
Okay.
So what we need that for, right, is digesting the food that we intake. So if we're not properly digesting it, then we're not pulling the nutrients needed out of it.
Right.
So that's one possible cause. There's also chronic low-grade viral and bacterial infections. Those can also be associated with gut dysfunction. Obviously, you would need to go to your doctor and get testing. A lot of times they'll do like fecal samples, blood work, whatnot. But that is associated with it, because if there is, say, like a low-grade infection of some sort, what ends up happening is the body gets depleted of certain nutrients faster.
Okay, got it.
Zinc would be one of them, because the body needs zinc to be able to fight against infection. So it would use it up more rapidly. So that would be a higher demand for that in that instance. Then there's also MTHFR gene mutations, obviously, that we see common in children with autism, which gives issues with metabolizing folate specifically, or B9. Leaky gut, I'm sure you've heard that talked about.
Yep. Yeah, can you explain that just for people that aren't familiar?
Yeah, leaky gut is when certain proteins don't get broken down fully and can end up getting into the bloodstream and causing allergy type issues. So this can lead to food intolerances. So there's a couple different types of allergic reactions. So if you have like an allergy to peanuts, that's considered an IgE allergy or a primary allergy.
Okay.
But if you have, and that's an immediate reaction, right? We have trouble breathing, swelling,
right.
You know, those types of things. But there's also IgM, IgG, IgA reactions, which is more associated with leaky gut. So basically what ends up happening is they're delayed. So you can eat a food, let's say gluten, if you have something like leaky gut going on, and a couple days later, you might start seeing symptoms, but not, it's hard to pair it back to the gluten, because it's a delayed allergy. So your immune system is reacting to that protein,
right,
which would be gluten, and it takes a couple days and then you would see it. So that's where elimination diets come into play, trying to figure out those. And then lastly, chronic inflammation. So all of these different situations, which you would have to go ahead and go to your biomedical doctor or your functional medical doctor to see kind of like what's going on with your child, but those are also associated with you know, not getting enough nutrients.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of great information, because we're actually just getting started going down this road ourselves with Alex. As I told you both before we started recording, we've been going through it, and Alex has been going through it for the last few months, complaining of feeling nauseous off and on. Not even to the point where he would like vomit or get sick, but just, you know, like really bad stomach aches.
Yeah.
Right. And so with, you know, with him, with autism, with anxiety, it's, you know, is this a real stomach ache? Is this, you know, like a fake stomach ache because you're trying to get out of something? Trying to figure that out was a whole process. And then it's like, okay, this is a real stomach ache. Well, what's causing it? And not only that, but what's going on inside? I mean, we went through a few different things before we finally found out what was really going on. When Alex was an infant, he had acid reflux. So he was on, I can't remember the name of the prescription he had off the top of my head, but you know, that's something he eventually grew out of. That was the first thing they turned to. Like, you know, it's his reflux is back. Let's put him on something for that. And you know, that didn't help. And now, you know, I took him, wound up taking him a couple weeks ago to urgent care, and they passed him on to the emergency room and an x-ray and a CAT scan later. And he's severely constipated.
Yeah.
So, you know, now actually,
that's my story exactly.
Yeah, you know, now tomorrow we're going to a GI specialist to try and figure out, you know, the cause of all of this. Whether it's, you know, I have no idea, a food intolerance. Whether it's something going on internally that's, you know, that's causing this to happen. So. And he's a picky eater himself, so I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, he doesn't do like the chicken nuggets or anything like that. Getting any kind of meat in him is a struggle. He loves fruits and vegetables, and he loves all of those things we talked about earlier, the goldfish, the Cheez-Its, crackers, yes. Things that are, you know, like that aren't very nutritious. So yeah. You know, I'm sure we'll be trying a lot of different things.
Yeah.
To try and figure it out. But for parents like myself, is there like a go-to supplement, or what's the best place for the parents to start? Like, okay, you know, we have this going on. I know our kids are deficient. Is there like what is like a go-to thing? Like where do they get started?
Well, I'd say, like I said, one of the times when we left the hospital's chalk, we saw so many different specialists because of everything that was going on. I had a list of all these supplements I was supposed to give her. And I'm like I said, I can't even get her to eat.
Right.
And I think a really good all-in-one, that's been so big for her. And, you know, our supplement really is a true all-in-one with prebiotic and just has so much stuff in it. And so getting something like that, and it's based off of, you know, research of Dr. James Adams and other pioneering doctors out there, and Dr. Shea, and it's just really great. And another thing that's really helped my daughter was fish oil has also really been helpful, like a really good fish oil too.
Now, what does the fish oil do?
The fish oil is getting enough omega-3 fatty acids.
Okay.
So for specifically brain function. So ours is higher in DHA, and we also have DPA in there as well, which is not typically in other supplements. The one thing too that we made sure to make different about our fish oil specifically for, you know, brain function and proper neurological function is that it didn't have soy in there. A lot of fish oils on the market do have a product called the tocopherol, which is for preserving the products, which is, it's a vitamin E derivative is what it is.
Yeah.
That are derived from soy. And so ours is taken from sunflower, the sunflower plant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that was a big thing to us. And once again, like, unfortunately, a lot of companies out there on the market, they don't have to list the soy on the label because it has trace amounts. But having me sing and having two daughters that are sensitive to stuff like that.
Yes.
It was a big thing for us to not have that in it and creating something like that, because, you know, having kiddos that are gluten-free, casein-free, no soy, no binding agents, stuff like that, just a little bit can cause some big issues.
I will say one of the other exciting things that we have heard from some parents is that once they have started taking the Simple Spectrum supplement, that their child has expanded their eating.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm wondering, and Alex's stomach issues, once we figure out like the cause of everything, and you know, we get rolling with a game plan of you know, I wonder the same thing if he will, you know, change, you know, if he'll be willing to try different things, and you know, because I'm sure once he tries something that he would like it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just getting that first bite.
So adequate nutrients leads to better function.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the big thing. So the other thing that I would recommend as another place to start too, because I'm not sure what everybody does out there, but even just like something simple as cooking at home.
Yeah.
If that does kind of, you know, like certain maybe options of you know, even certain processed foods. Like now, luckily we live in a time where there's so many alternatives where you can find healthier alternatives. And it's like, if you're cooking, you're able to control what kind of ingredients versus like eating out are right in the food you're putting in your mouth.
You're absolutely right. And I found with us too, that if we cook at home, not only if we get our kids helping us when they're old enough and they can, you know, help out in the kitchen a little bit, you know, I mean, you know, they don't need to like throw a steak on the grill or anything, but you know, mixing ingredients and pouring things in and do it, you know, different things like that. But I find that if Alex is helping in the kitchen, he's more likely than not to try something new at, you know, whatever we're lunch or dinner, whatever we're cooking.
Absolutely. Make it fun, motivate him.
Yes.
That's one of the
I mean, this is great. I say it all the time that you know, especially us as special needs parents need to do our research and, you know, look for different things, because, you know, one issue I have with, I don't know if it's medicine these days or it's never, you know, nobody's ever talked to us about things with Alex from the nutrition end of things, you know, so hopefully our appointment tomorrow will be different, but you know, with this latest issue with his stomach and everything, it's always just, you know, pile one medicine and one prescription on top of another instead of trying to find out like what's really going on, if it's a vitamin deficiency, if it's, you know, something that could be more easily fixed. I would much rather see him on a regular supplement than another prescription.
Yeah.
Has he ever had a fecal sample taken?
No, that's on my list of questions.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like I always say that we as parents need to do our research, because, you know, things like this aren't things like you guys, it's out there, but we need to go find it. I mean, we need to do our own investigation and trust our instincts. And, we know our kids best and know what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, my biggest gripe with just being a special needs parent is the amount of, you know, we're kind of just thrown out there to figure things out for ourselves. So that's why I love having you both on today. And thank you so much for your time, because it just gets some more of the information out there of, you know, hey, you know, this could be really helpful for a lot of kids. Totally. And, you know, everyone that I've talked to, you know, have had wonderful, wonderful things to say about you guys.
Oh, awesome. That's nice.
Yeah.
One of the things we really want to be known as, a brand that educates and supports families and, like,
right,
puts out good products, stuff that you would find in a doctor's office, but not for the crazy price. Because going, as you probably see too, going to all these functional medicine doctors, specialists, it's expensive. Insurance aren't always paying for this kind of stuff. And, you know, you as a parent, you know a lot of the stuff that's best. You're your child's advocate, and so you try and do whatever you can, what you think is best for them.
Could I touch on one more thing?
Yeah, well, sure.
I wanted to touch on dyes and preservatives in food as well.
Oh yes, I almost forgot to ask about that. You're right, go ahead.
Yes, that's a huge trigger in my daughters as well. Yellow and red dye.
So, okay,
so there's certain dyes and certain preservatives that are associated with hyperactivity in children. And so one of the things that we want to think about with gut health is, you've probably heard this, that it's also considered the second brain. And actually, a majority of the neurotransmitters that we produce are actually produced in the gut. So it has to do with like the function in the body, our mood. And it's also a major part of the immune system and obviously pulling those nutrients in. So if we can evaluate our food that we purchase and to make sure that it doesn't have certain dyes and certain preservatives in it, that's another huge thing that you as a parent can take control of very easily.
Absolutely. I mean, I just anecdotally, I can tell the difference. I mean, Alex is 12, like, you know, we're definitely guilty of, you know, giving him, not every day, but once in a while, like fruit snacks and things like that. And like, you can see the difference. I mean, it's pretty obvious. So, you know,
Well, you know what, there is actually, cause I've bought them recently for myself, because guilty here, I also love fruit snacks.
Oh, so do I.
There are some brands on the market that use natural dyes. So like for red, they'll use beet juice and whatnot. So I had one the other day. I can't remember what the brand is, but they're definitely out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we have some too. Oh,
again, that's a, you know, that's something like, you know, if they really like that sort of stuff, mm-hmm. you know, there's healthier alternatives out there.
Yeah. And if you can't find it in your personal grocery store, like I know my parents live in Pennsylvania. And so like where they're from, they don't have as big of the variety that we do, that we get here in Southern California.
Right.
So obviously there's always like online shopping.
Absolutely. I mean, you can get everything online these days.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. So speaking of online, what is your website if people need to want to look you up if they haven't already?
It's www.simplespectrumsupplement.com.
Perfect. I can't thank you both enough for coming on today and spending a little bit of time with me and answering some questions. And I, you know, this has been a lot of very informative for me. I mean, I'm going to go back and listen again before I head to the doctor tomorrow, because I'm sure, you know, that I'll have questions to ask off of this that I didn't think of originally. So
thank you. You provide parents with so much knowledge, and not even having a podcast like this, that's, you're just educating and helping so many families.
No problem. Thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you, Fred.
Of course.
I really hope you guys enjoyed that interview. And as a special giveaway, Dr. Shea and Heather have agreed to give the first person to shoot me a DM that's listened to this episode two different supplements. So once you listen to the episode, shoot me a DM, let me know what you think, and it's yours. And I won't let you guys go without the Spectrum Dad joke of the week, so here it goes. Have you heard about the chocolate record player? It sounds pretty sweet. I will talk to you guys next week. Don't forget, if you have any questions or if you want to be on the show, hit me up on Instagram @thespectrumdadpod. See you guys.